So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in David's city, and Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years. Asa did that which was good and right in Yahuwah his Elohim's eyes, for he took away the foreign altars and the high places, broke down the pillars, cut down the Asherah poles, and commanded Judah to seek Yahuwah, Elohim of their fathers, and to obey his Torah and command. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. He built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet, and he had no war in those years, because Yahuwah had given him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let's build these cities and make walls around them, with towers, gates, and bars. The land is yet before us, because we have sought Yahuwah our Elohim. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. Asa had an army of 300,000 out of Judah who bore bucklers and spears, and 280,000 out of Benjamin who bore shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 troops and 300 chariots, and he came to Maresha. Then Asa went out to meet him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Maresha. Asa cried to Yahuwah his Elohim, and said, "Yahuwah, there is no one besides you to help, between the mighty and him who has no strength. Help us, Yahuwah our Elohim, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. Yahuwah, you are our Elohim. Don't let man prevail against you." So Yahuwah struck the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar. So many of the Ethiopians fell that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahuwah and before his army. Judah's army carried away very much booty. They struck all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of Yahuwah came on them. They plundered all the cities, for there was much plunder in them. They also struck the tents of those who had livestock and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, then returned to Jerusalem.